This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Robin Fatovic, clinical psychology doctoral student. Can we predict or identify self-harming behaviors without suicidal intent in teenagers? University of Cambridge researchers reviewed longitudinal survey data of 11,000 14-year-old United Kingdom teens in the Millennium Cohort study. Results? The researchers identified risk factors for self-harm that were evident a decade before the self-injury began. The researchers found two subgroups of teens who self-harm. Number one, teens who at a young age exhibited mental health conditions of poor emotional control, behavioral difficulties, and low self-esteem. Number two, teens who were victims of bullying when younger and had a caretaker who experienced mental health problems. However, the second group showed less childhood risk factors and no mental health conditions. Yet, during adolescence, these teens engaged in more risk-taking behaviors and did not feel supported or safe with family and friends. While you can detect some signs of future self-harm in childhood, not all teens will show early signs. Parents, teachers, and peers, be alert to teens who might have had these risk factors as they might not tell you if they are self-harming. Provide them with support. Praise their strengths. Make them feel safe and confident. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Robin Fatovic.